This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Thank you for tuning in to Chamber Chatter, a weekly public affairs program devoted to businesses in the Greater Westchester area. Chamber Chatter is produced by the Greater Westchester Chamber of Commerce and BrandywineRadio.com. We want to thank our sponsor, Employee Max, for the support of Chamber Chatter. I am Fred Guz from Cobblestone Realty, and today my guest is a good friend of mine, Laura Barton Veely. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
This is a demonstration.
You're welcome.
Of Flip
One of the
Mac.
Reasons I wanted to talk to Laura is I've known her for quite a while, and we really got off on the right foot because we're both from Trenton, New Jersey, which is a whole nother program, I guess, if we started to talk about that.
Yeah.
And but the real reason was, besides the fact that Laura's a good person, she's interested and has been involved with a couple of things for years and years and years. And that's
this is a demonstration
art.
Of Flip for Mac.
She's an artist and sports, and she's still at an advanced age, active in competitive.
Advanced age.
Not compared to me,
yeah.
But still involved in competitive field hockey.
Right.
So that interests me. Both of those things interest me a lot. So what I'd like to do is, why don't you just sort of relay growing up how you started.
This is a demonstration
playing
of Flip
sports
for Mac.
And being interested in art. And if there's anything else you were interested in, we can talk about that too.
Sure. Well, I'm the oldest of four kids, and we grew up and started my life in South Amboy, New Jersey. And my mom would not let us play inside. So we invented games and stuff outside and rode our bikes constantly. And we weren't allowed to cross the street. So
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Our block. She also had us painting and drawing and making pot holders and doing all sorts of crafts and, mm-hmm. and finding stuff in nature and incorporating that into our art. And we were always pretty busy.
Was she artistically inclined?
She is. She's very mm-hmm. artistically inclined. And just recently, she started picking up her
this
paintbrush.
This is a demonstration.
Again.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Flip for
and she gave me a painting of Acadia Park last Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was
that
nice.
That she did.
That she did. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So that makes me glad that she's back mm-hmm. into that. Raising kids, I guess, takes time out of your personal growth.
Yeah, it does to a certain extent.
Right.
So, so you were in, what'd you say, Perth Amboy?
South Amboy.
South Amboy.
And I just went back there this past summer mm-hmm. just to visit
this
on my way somewhere
this is a demonstration
else,
of Flip for Mac.
You can't go home again.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
It was much better in my memory.
Yes.
But then,
yeah. And it's smaller now, right?
Oh, it's teeny.
Yes.
Yeah, the house
mm-hmm.
we grew up is a matchbox, you
yep.
know?
Yep. I've done the same thing. So what was your age when you were in South Amboy?
We left there for Trenton in when I was in third grade.
Okay.
So there were three of us then. My brother hadn't come along yet. But
right.
This is
so
a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Yeah, I guess
there.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still riding bikes and...
Oh, eating. Yeah. Yeah. I was a very, very shy girl. And my sister, Barbara, was the total opposite.
Right.
And I guess we still are, but I'm not as shy anymore.
Right.
But we always just were outside and chasing mm-hmm. each other. And
was that in the just in your local neighborhood?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, the hide-and-seek
this
games
is a demonstration
yeah.
of Flip for Mac.
Flashlight tag and all that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had some of those experiences, too.
Yeah.
I think this is a bit of an aside, but it sounds like back in those days, as when I was growing up, your parents would kick you out of the house, and you didn't really come back until sometimes lunchtime or sometimes
right.
dark.
Right, until we were called in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And safety wasn't the big issue.
It
in
wasn't
those
an
days.
Issue, yeah.
No,
this is a demonstration of Flip
yeah.
for Mac.
Yep.
So then you moved to Trenton. Why did you move to Trenton?
My dad got a job with the New Jersey Department of Transportation.
Okay, sure.
He's an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved there, and I think also the school system was a lot better.
Right,
My grandparents had moved to Cranberry,
mm-hmm.
we need to be a little closer to them. And,
sure. This is a demonstration.
And actually, all of my family kind of emigrated out of South Amboy at that time.
Right. Yeah. So, where in Trenton did you move?
We moved to Ewing Township.
Right, I know about. I know where Ewing is. Yeah. It's still Trenton, though, isn't it?
It's still Trenton. well, there were a lot of cornfields back then.
Yes.
Now right. There's a lot of developments, but.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to elementary school when you got there?
Antile Elementary. Mm. It was, we walked to
this
school.
This is a demonstration.
The crossing guard and the
right.
safety patrol, you know,
sure.
cross us across the
right.
Ewingville
right.
Road. But and then Fisher Junior High and then mm-hmm. Ewing High School.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So did the art and sports start in those days, would
they,
you say?
Yeah. Back then, we didn't have sports for girls organized, like, you didn't have a soccer. There,
right.
Soccer wasn't even
this
known.
This is a demonstration.
Would you say this
a flip
was
from
pre-Title IX?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, for those, the listeners that don't know, Title IX was something that was passed by the Congress, I guess,
mm-hmm.
Years ago now, that basically stated that girls and boys had to be treated equally as far as athletics go. And for somebody my age, that meant all the difference in the world. And the girls, I'm 68 this year, and the girls in my class,
this is a demonstration
even the good
of
athletes, just didn't have what the girls have now. And the young women now, you can see that it's like night and
it's
day.
It's totally night and day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did, I mean, their organized sports did not exist for girls outside of school.
Right. Right.
And then it was sketchy. So
mm-hmm.
in sixth grade, I started playing field hockey because my friends were doing it.
Right.
And there were like probably 45 girls on the team
mm-hmm.
because that was
this
all we
could
do.
This is a demonstration
right.
of Flip for Mac.
And then I stayed with it, you know, and then in high school, soccer came along and
mm-hmm.
the school got soccer. So
right.
a lot of the field hockey girls went to the soccer team.
Right.
Was
basketball then, was that the sixth person basketball like they played in my class?
No, it was five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I played basketball too in sixth grade. It seems like once I got into middle school, like the doors flew open.
Yeah.
You know, there was
this
so
is a demonstration
much I could do that.
Right. Flip for Mac.
Right.
Gymnastics, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
you know, and basketball and field hockey. That was, well, pretty much it, but still,
okay.
it's three more things than nothing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So you must have had some success at it, and you must have enjoyed it.
I did, and the camaraderie, you
mm-hmm.
know, and
yep.
And just the feeling of belonging to something outside of your
right.
immediate family.
Yes,
this
that's
is
true.
A demonstration
mm-hmm.
of Flip for Mac.
Similar to what my experience was, but so what about the art training? Were you doing some of that then?
Probably not formally, but
mm-hmm.
constantly drawing.
Mm-hmm.
I always had a sketch pad in my hands.
Really? It just came naturally?
Always, 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 always. Mm. It was just, you know, something we did. My sister
right.
did it, I did
right.
it.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And my mom introduced us to watercolors.
So your mother was an encouragement.
Oh,
encouragement
sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And all my siblings are creative.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's chosen art as a field.
Right.
But they all dabble in their own version
mm-hmm.
of it.
Right. It's interesting, because that's a little foreign to me, because, you know, I was never artistic. I was athletic,
mm-hmm.
but not artistic. And yet I had a friend growing
this
up.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It seems like he was always drawing something.
Yeah.
And I was kind of envious, because he was pretty good.
Yeah, and I think kids now are more... especially boys are encouraged to draw more, and all
mm-hmm.
my nephews draw all the time.
Mm.
And I don't think back then that was such the case, you know?
Right, right.
And nor was it encouraged for girls to be athletes.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I know.
This
is
a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
A woman named Marie McManus, who was the best athlete in my class, and she played all of the sports that she could.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a cheerleader. And she told me one time that the other cheerleaders would make fun of her because she was playing softball and gymnastics and field hockey and you name it. And they got on her because they said they didn't think it was feminine enough.
Oh, gosh.
And again, that was the attitude at
this
the time.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Right.
So she suffered a little bit for that.
Well, and the other thing is, too, that, I mean, this has happened even into my 20s. I was still playing sports, so I must not be straight.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, right.
What, are you kidding me?
I know. These provincial attitudes are kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely.
So at any time were you getting some formal training in art?
Not until, let me think about that.
This is a demonstration of
Flip for Mac. We did go to camps, you know, like to a summer camp, and they'd have an art class or that sort of thing. But I never once had one-on-one lessons.
Mm-hmm.
High school was great because you actually had an art class that you went to, an art room, and the teacher didn't come to you with paste and construction paper.
Right.
You know, you actually...
Yeah.
And they had clay, and they had oil paints, and
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I took to that like a fish to water.
I bet you did.
Yeah, it was really great, really great.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds neat.
Yeah.
Well, were you getting, at that point, you're in junior high or high school or whatever, were you getting any feedback on, you know, from athletics or art about, you know, like encouragement and feedback about what you were doing?
You know what, not that I remember.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I don't think it was like a time where people did that, you know, like nobody really steered you in a direction or said, oh, you're exceptional you know, you didn't have to pick and choose like what you were going to
do. That's a really good answer to that.
You know, like now you can only play basketball or soccer. Yeah. You can't play three sports.
Exactly. Yeah, which is a whole nother show, I would think.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Oh, my gosh. It makes you less well-rounded, I think. Who knows?
I agree with you.
But I played softball as well. Mm. Tried a little basketball. Ran a lot.
Did you ice skate?
I did. Ice skating was the best. I loved ice skating. I wanted to be Peggy Fleming. I still have dreams about ice skating, and they're so freeing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, on our side of the
this
river,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
On our side of the river, actually on your side of the river too, the Jersey side, you had that canal.
And
the canal on the Pennsylvania side wasn't as swift, so it froze over quite easily. And my dad was a skater, so he used to tell me about that. But I had those kind of memories too, you know, about skating.
Yeah, we our school would have skating parties every weekend, and we lived in the woods, and we had woods behind us. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Indentations in the ground would freeze over, and so we'd have our own little pond, and we'd go out there and skate.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, awesome.
We'll be right back.